I saw a picture of it. And my husband and I were over at Van Amor's one time. He was looking up something or other. And we saw this, and these people, very hard, they had some gorgeous things. And we were having a wedding anniversary, or I was having a birthday, and he bought this for me, and we had it fixed. And this was in my father's home. And some people from Minnesota, used to winter here every year, and my husband used to love to sit in it. So when the Daskins left, they didn't want to take, they brought a lot of furniture back, and they didn't want to take it back. So the morning that they were leaving, they came by and gave him that chair, and he loved to sit in it, because I've had it reupholstered a couple of times. But it's, I don't know.
Well, that's a desk, you say, but what would you call two of them?
Huh?
Do you have more than one of those in the house, that type?
Oh, no. And I've never seen another one.
I don't mean like that, but...
No, I could have sold, I tell you, because this goes to my daughter, this fine chick here, you know. And this goes to one son, and that goes to another son,
on your window, you have these things behind...
Oh, those are Venetian blinds, but that's nothing new.
Well, the blinds, I wondered...
Now, they had blinds in Hidalgo.
What kind of blinds were they?
Well, they're blinds that that you open,
well,
you see blinds now, imitation. Yeah, that you pull up the little, you know, or pull them up or pull them down. The little louver, yeah, uh-huh. They had these long blinds that come to the floor. And the people used to have them in the South then, because they say that, and I know in Brownsville, what the old timers said, they'd sleep with everything open at night, but in the morning they'd lower everything, and your house would remain cool. And there is something to that.
So they would leave, they would close the blinds in the daytime?
Uh-huh.
And open them at night?
Mm-hmm. Open them at night.
Close
the windows anyway. And those blinds had little shutters, you know. And they were called blinds.
Well, did they leave the doors open at night?
Oh, yeah, I remember I used to sleep with my doors open when my husband was living.
What did you do in the morning? In the morning, did you leave it open then too? All day long?
Oh, well, I have now, now this morning I had it. Of course, when it gets so windy, I don't, but I leave them open. Nowadays you can't, if I come in my back door, just to run in and run out, I've just got the habit, because they've been stealing. They were there at one time, they robbed this woman's house on the corner and another one down the street. I try not to be afraid. I never have, but the only reason I'm not afraid is because I've been lucky. But the other day, my grandson, he's a dentist, and he's married to the granddaughter. His wife is my granddaughter, and her dad lives in Mission. And they were here, and he and my son-in-law came down to go fishing. They had a beautiful weekend. I'm glad they did. And the first morning I got up, I thought I heard somebody in the living room, because they were staying in Mission with her parents. And he had a dish towel, and I said, "Glenn, what on earth are you doing?" Well, he said, "I came in the front door and I saw this awful." He said, I can't tell you, but you know what it is. And he says, "Written all over your, the white part of my," and he was washing it off. So I'd written this word all around there on that door. I guess some kid did it, you know. But now, you see, we never had anything like that before. Never did, you know. Just never had anything like that before. And